Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Mishmielach, have you heard Emes Osi Bar Nefli? When will Bar Nefli come? Amalei says the Gemara, who's Bar Nefli? So he said to Man Bar Nefli, exactly, whom do you mean when you say Bar Nefli? Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds, I meant Mashiach. So Rav Yitzchak says to him, to Mashiach Bar Nefli Kritzloi, is that the appropriate name to give to Mashiach? So he says, absolutely yes. The Ksiva, the Pasuk says, Bayomahu, Akim as Sukkos David Hanafelos. Sukkos David is a way of describing the Malchus Beis David. And what he was saying was that when Mashiach comes from Heira B'Yameinu, then the Malchus Beis David will be restored. Another pshat that I saw, that's going to be one of Mashiach's jobs. One of Mashiach's job is that he's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat that Ein Yaakov suggests is that Bar Nefli represents that when Klai Yisrael is the Nefila, when Klai Yisrael is in a very bad place, and when Klai Yisrael is in that very difficult place, that's when Mashiach will come. Another pshat that I saw, the Medrash says that actually David HaMelech was not supposed to survive their childbirth, and he was supposed to be a Nephil. A child that we know doesn't survive is called a Nephil. But Adam HaRishon contributed 70 years of his life to David HaMelech, and that's how David HaMelech survived. So that's why he's called Bar. That's why David HaMelech, which is Malchus based David, is called Bar Nefli. Amalei. So Rav Yitzchak said, now that you've asked me this question, you want to know when will Mashiach come? So he says, Dosh ben David ba, the time when Mashiach will come in Herib Yameinu, Talmid HaChamim Mismatim, there will be a shortage of Talmid HaChamim, Vashar, and those Talmid HaChamim that still survive, a name Kolos B'Yogav HaNocham, their eyes will cry out in pain, V'tzaris Rabbis V'gzeres Koshes Mechachas, there will be all sorts of decrees, ad she'arishon pekuda, until one set of tzaris end, shniyim haharis lovai, right away the next tzaris begin. Tanah Rabbanan, Shavua, the years of the Shemitah, Sheben David Baba, in which Ben David will come, Shana, the first year, Miskayim Mikrezet, this pasuk will happen. The pasuk says that in some places there will be adequate rain, and in some places there will not be adequate rain. And because there's going to be this situation, there obviously won't be enough food because not everyone will have enough rain. The second year, it'll be a time of hunger. Shlishis, Rav Gadol, it'll even be a greater famine. Or Mesu, Anoshim, Noshim, Ataf, men, women, children. Chsidim, Anshimesim, even great individuals. V'tayrim, Shtakeches, Melamdeb. And in such a time, people are going to forget the learning, because since they will be under such terrible stress that they don't have what, because they don't even have what to eat, they certainly can't properly concentrate on their learning. Revius, the fourth year, Saiva Ve'ena Saiva, they'll start, things will get better economically. The Chamisha Saiva Gadol, in the fifth year, there will be, Baruch Hashem, a great amount of food. Ve'echon V'shoysim V'smechem, at that point, people will eat and drink and start to rejoice. And therefore, Torah Mechazer Islam, that people will again be able to learn Torah. B'shishis in the sixth year, Koilus, there will be music and noise talking about the imminent Mashiach. Matzah Shivas, in the 8th year when David Bar Mashiach will ultimately appear. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hakam Shvius, the Hava came. Says the Gemara, we had many experiences of the 7-year cycle, and yet, V'loi Bar, V'loi Asa, Mashiach hasn't come. Amar Rabbi, B'shisha Kos, B'shvius, M'chamis, Mihava. There might have been some of this experience, but the experience that we're speaking here about that when Mashiach comes, there'll be in the 6th year and in the 7th year, the happiness, etc., that we didn't have. So you can't report that we've had this experience. Furthermore, he says, even though we're learning that there are different things that happen as Mashiach comes, but Kesidra Mahava, and the exact order that's been reported in this Gemara, that hasn't happened. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher Cherfu Aivecha Hashem, Asher Cherfu Ikvis Mashiach. Your enemies have done terrible things, and that was holding back Mashiach. What does that mean? Tanya B'Hudai Medosh Ben David Baba, the generation in which Mashiach will come, Beis Havadim, the place where Talmid HaChamim typically congregate to learn Torah, and that's where it usually was outside the city, where people could learn Torah uninterrupted. There will no longer be a place where people will learn Torah. That means there'll be a time where people won't be learning Torah. Another pshat the Yad Ramah suggests it will be a time of znus, of immorality, v'chal v'charev gavlon, and the place v'chagol yachrev, the north of Eretz Yisrael will be destroyed, v'gavlon yashem, and the place called Gavlon will be destroyed, v'anshe gvul, and the people who live on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, yisovim me'ir le'ir, will go from city to city. And people won't find favor in people's eyes, and people won't give them donations. The chachmas hasayfrim tisrach. The chachma of talmid chachamim will become not respected. The yirechet, and people who are worried about doing an avera, yimasu. People will no longer respect. Will not have any respect for people who are Yirei Shemayim, or Pnei Adark, Pnei Kelev. The face of the generation is going to be like a dog. For Emes Naderes, there will be a lack of truth. Shenema Vahi Vatiha Emes Naderes. Ask the Gemara, my Vatiha Emes Naderes. What is the definition of Vahi Naderes? Amr Debei, Rav, Melamet Shenases Adorim Adorim. What's going to happen is that the Torah is going, that they will be in group Vahilechas Law. So what does it mean when they'll be in groups? So the Mishnah says that the Pashup Shad is that the people which Emes is such a critical element, the Klal Yisrael, will no longer be there. He says, the Mishnah says another Pshat, that people who are honest people will hide because honesty will be something frowned upon. But the Sefer Divrei Shaul from Yosef Shaul Natanson, Lembergerov, says the definition of Tehi Emes Naderes means that Naderes means Eder, group, like we have groups of animals. And what's going to happen is that people will just, everybody will be divided into groups, and every group will believe that they are the only group that says the truth. And when everybody has that attitude that only I am right, and my colleagues are wrong, that's called Adorim Adorim. My v'som mara m'shtalel, I'm a debate of shiel, kol shemisa ra, anyone who will be a person that will try to avoid doing averis, m'shtalel habriyas, people will look at him and say, this is a person that we can't respect. Doing the right thing will become something that people will not in any way respect. So the Ksav Seif explains that the Pasuk says, the Gemara says here that Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, Zakenim Yamdu Pnei Na'arim. He says that part of the success is for people to grow in Torah and Yerushalayim is that every person learns from a person who's greater than him. And that helps us go up from Madrega to Madrega. When people don't have respect for elders, and elders think that they have to turn to young people, that becomes a world where people can't grow in learning. And when we have a world that people can't grow in learning, that's a terrible situation. So what's pshat of pnei ador k'pnei kalev? One pshat is that dogs have no busha, dogs have no shame. And what's going to happen is when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a time, nikvasa Mashiach, will be people won't have shame, people won't feel bad about doing the wrong thing. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kibbutz Memorim, quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He says that when you have dogs, you'll always see that the dog is ahead. But what he really is always looking back, where is its owner? When Mashiach's going to come, they're going to be like the dog. Instead of having being independent and recognizing that they have to do what's right and avoid what's wrong, they, even though they'll be claiming that they're the leaders of Klal Yisrael, they're always going to be turning back to see if what they do is satisfying the people. Another pshat that he quotes in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, he says that what happens is when somebody wants to hit his dog, he hits his dog with a stick. The dog doesn't have the intelligence to realize that it's not the stick that's hitting him, it's the person who has the stick in his hand that is hitting him. He says, when Mashiach comes, people will not realize that the suffering that we're suffering is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to send us a message. But because we don't have that proper Yerushmayim to recognize that it all comes from Hashem, that's Pnei Ador K'mnei Kalev. Another pshat I saw is that when you have a group of dogs, what you'll typically find is that the dog that they respect is not the oldest dog, it's the strongest dog. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes, the people who will be respected are not the great Talmidei Chachamim, the people who are truly deserving of respect. It's K'pnei Ador, K'pnei Kalev. It's people who are just strong, who are arrogant. That's who the people will respect. And that's not who we really should be respecting. And along the same pshat, I saw that the dog that could bark the loudest is the dog that everybody looks to. But just because a dog could bark loudly doesn't mean that that there's anything special about them. Pnei Ador K'pnei Kalev is that the people who can make a lot of noise will be the people who are respected. But that shouldn't be the mark of respect, who should be respected just because they're individuals that can make a lot of noise. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mereish HaVamina, originally I said, Lek Kushta Ba'alma, there is nobody in this world that always says the truth. Amar Humer Rabbanan, so there was this Talmud Chacham, Rav Tavishmei, V'Amrlei, Rav Tuvia Shmei, there's different versions of what his name. The Avyavale called Chalala Dalma, if you gave him all of the money in the world, lo havim shani deburei, he would never say something which is not true. Somebody, the Inyakov explains that if somebody came to him and offered him a price for something that he was selling, and then somebody else came and was ready to offer more, even though there was no kinyan yet, once he had indicated that he was ready to sell for the price that the first person offered, even though halachically he had every right to change his mind, that he would never do so. Says the Gemara, Zim Nechada, one time, Ikla Hu Asra, he came to a certain place, that this place, his name was Kushta Shemei. The name of that place was Kushta. Kushta means truth. And the people of this city are people who never said anything. They were 100% honest. And what happened that city is, we'll have a mice in a hospital. Nobody died nobody died prematurely because they were connected to the truth. And what is the connection? So the Mashal explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chos Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. We know that the sign and the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. And if somebody connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world with the word with the words, as we know, in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim. He says what that means to say is that the world was, if you look at the last letters of the words Bereishis Bara Elokim, is Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Emes. And the individual who connects himself to Emes is connecting himself to Hashem, who's here forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents Nitzchis. But when we speak about somebody saying that something which is not true, even if it's just a little not true, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, it's really not Emes. And if you take off the letter Aleph from Emes, you're left with Mace. And another pshat that the Yaakov suggests is that every person, when he comes to this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees how many years he's supposed to live. And if the person always says the Emes, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obligated to also keep the Emes and keep what he said. And therefore, that person never dies young. And that's how the B'nai Yisoschar in his Sefer Agra the Parka says, Chazal teach us the Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes. Why do we particularly learn regarding Yaakov Avinu Lo Mes versus anyone else? So he explains, because Yaakov, we know the midah of Yaakov Avinu was Emes, and we're learning now that somebody who always speaks to Emes is the person that will live. And that's why, because Yaakov Avinu had this tremendous midah of Emes, that's why Yaakov Avinu loimes. Yaakov Avinu survives forever. Says the Gemara, what happened was, the Sivi Itasim in Hayim. So he married a woman. He married a woman from that city, and they had two sons. One day, his wife was cleaning herself, taking a shower, and her neighbor came and knocked on the door, and sover. So he felt the lava erich arup. It's not respectful to say that his wife is in the middle of taking a shower. So he told the neighbor, Lesahacha, she's not here. And the Maral says that this Gemara teaches us a tremendous lesson. And that is that one is never allowed to say sheker. One is not allowed to say something which is not true, even if there's no difference if he says the truth or not. It wouldn't have made a difference to the neighbor if she's taking a shower or she's doing something else. But sheker is sheker. Although the Paiskim do discuss what's the halacha if somebody says a sheker that has no impact. Is that a violation of a medvar sheker, a medvar sheker tirchak? The Paiskim say that there's two elements to sheker. One, of course, is when the sheker makes a difference. So under those circumstances, of course, one may never say a sheker. But even in a case where the sheker doesn't make a difference, what we're learning from our Gemara is that the Torah HaKadosh teaches us with Dvar Sheker Tirchak. And what the Torah is trying to teach us with Dvar Sheker Tirchak, that even when it doesn't make a difference, one should not say sheker. So the Sefer Ben Yoyada asks a question. He says, we began this piece of Gemara by teaching that he himself was an individual who was very sensitive to always saying the truth. So why did he not say the truth here? So he says that he didn't have intention to say something that wasn't true. Because at what he said, she's not here. He meant to say she's not available or she's not in this room. But because what he said was misunderstood, and a person who is medagdic, who's careful in the midas ha'emes, should never say anything that could be misconstrued. That's why it was already considered sheker. Amalei lesa hocha. So he said, my wife's not here. And immediately, shchiva lo tartabin and his two sons passed away. Asa inshid asril kameh. And the people who lived in that location came to him and said to him, my hai, in our city, young people don't die. Amalei, and he told him, hocha v'maisa, exactly what happened. Amalei, and they said to him, b'matusa menach, we ask you, puk me asrim, please leave our city. Don't bring death to our city. So Maral asks a question. Yes, he said something that's not true. He deserved to be punished. But why was he not punished? Why were his children punished? Says the Maral, since what he did had a positive element to it, he was acting in a fashion of tznius. He didn't want to say what his wife was doing. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not punish him directly because he's not a person that did something himself that was wrong, even though it was not 100% emes. So the punishment was on his children. Tanya continues the Gemara. Rav Nari Oymadar Sheba David Baba, the generation when we will have Mashiach, Naram Yalbinu Zakenim, Zakenim Yamdul Fnei Naram, Bas Kama Bima, a daughter will come up against her mother, Kalab Chamaisa, a daughter in law and a mother in law, Upnei Adak, Upnei Kalev, as we discussed extensively, Vain Haben Mizbaish Mavav, children will not be embarrassed from their fathers. Tanya Melchen Oymar, Dar Sheba David Baba, Ha'azaz Terba, there'll be an abundance of chutzpah. That the people will not show proper respect in the proper way. There will be, Baruch Hashem, an abundance of grapes, but still, the wine will be expensive. And the pshat that I saw is because they're going to live in a world, which is not the way we are supposed to live, they live in a world where people will be constantly drinking wine. So even though there will be plenty of wine, but because they're so busy drinking alcohol, that will drive up the price of wine. The nepcha kalamachas l'minas, people will all convert to different religions. Vein techacha, and there will be no one to give mussar to people. Mesaila Rabbi Yitzchak says the Gemara. This is what we just learned. It is what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, ein ben David bo, Mashiach will not come. Ash tishapach kol malchus l'minus, that everybody in the country will become Rachman Tzlan apikursim. They're going to become converts. Amar Rav Maikra, because the pasuk says kula hafach lovin. The pasuk says regarding the tzaras, if somebody has a nega, so he's tamei. But if the nega ends up covering the entire body, kula hafach lovin, when the entire body is covered with the nega, so then at that point, tarhu. When we live in a time and a place, where everybody is acting in such an appropriate way, then we know that's the time for Mashiach. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Ki yadin Hashem amai. Kiyara ka'azlas yad ve'efes otzer ozer. Ein ben David ba, the Mashiach will not come ad shuriyibu ha'maisris, until we live in a world where people will try to get other people into trouble. Tom Acher, another pshat, what does it mean? Shismatu ha'tamidim. There will be less tamidim learning Torah than ever before. Dava Acher, ad shetichle prutim in a kiss. Achetechla prutim in a kiss means that there will be a shortage of money. There will be a time of inflation. So I saw that the Bava Rebbe says achetechla prutim in a kiss is that pruta is the word for proteus, for private, for privacy. What's going to happen, he says, when Mashiach comes, is that when people are davening, they're always davening only about themselves. When we have to come to a world that people are not just thinking about themselves. As when we live in a world that there's pruta, when we live in a world that there's the pratius, that everybody's just thinking about what's good for themselves, then it's not going to be when Mashiach comes. He says, another explanation that I saw from the Satmar Rebbe is that at sheyichlu pruta b'minakis, that means the kiss, the wallet, is the place where money is supposed to be. When Mashiach comes, people will not have money easily available to them. They're going to have to travel all over to get money. At sheyichlu pruta b'minakis, that you won't be able to have money easily where you're supposed to have, but rather you're going to have to travel around. Another pshat that I saw is that the Pasha pshat, at sheyichlu pruta b'minakis, that everybody is going to be busy, there's going to be a time where there's going to be economic trouble. And because it's going to be a time of economic trouble, so people are going to have to be traveling and working hard to make a living. And if that's what's going to happen at that time, so yichla pruta menakis, people will be busy doing all these other things and they won't have time to learn Torah and do avodas Hashem. Davar acher at sheyisashu menagula. What's going to happen is that people are going to give up hope for Mashiach. Shnemar, when Mashiach comes, what's going to happen is ve'efes otzav ozel. Nobody in Klal Yisrael will hope anymore for Mashiach. It says the Gemara Kehod Reb Zera. We have the story with Reb Zera. Kavimashkech Rabbanan de Maaskibay. When he would see a Talmud Chacham learning about Mashiach Amalu, he would say, "Don't be busy learning about Mashiach. But Metusa Beinam Anaychu, I'm begging you." Don't cause the Mashiach shouldn't come. The Tanina, we have learned actually, there are certain things that will come specifically when we're not thinking. That, and as the Gra explains, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't hope and pray for Mashiach. Of course, we have to constantly hope and pray for Mashiach. But we're not supposed to be busy thinking Mashiach is coming today, it's coming tomorrow. Velahein, what are they? Mashiach, Metzia. You sometimes are lucky to find something, but it's not something that you're thinking and hoping that it's coming. You'll be fortunate. You'll be fortunate if you find it, but it's not supposed to be something that you look forward to. Vakriv. And the same thing. You have to be careful. You have to be careful not to get stung by an acre, by a scorpion, but we aren't supposed to be thinking, and we don't have to live our lives thinking. What's supposed to happen when Mashiach will come, that it has to be, that's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that now is the time for Mashiach to come. There's a famous saying from a Mendel Rimanover, that when Mashiach comes, your wife will be standing in the kitchen, cooking and baking. The husband's going to be at his job. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all of that, there will be an announcement. Baruch Hashem, Mashiach comes. Another pshat, what it means when it says that Mashiach comes only mitoich chesach hadas. Chesach hadas means that sometimes people are suffering them so much that they can't really concentrate properly. Ein Mashiach ba, When will Mashiach come? Mashiach will come when Hesach Hadas, when Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, are suffering so terribly, and they don't feel that they could even have the proper Das, that they don't think that they could properly be concentrating, at that point, that's when Mashiach comes. The Sefer Or Pnei Maisha says, what does Hesach Hadas mean? That people, when will be the generation that will be worthy that Mashiach should come in that generation? It's going to be a generation where the people believe that they are really not worthy for Mashiach. When it's going to be a time of Hesach Hadas, when we think that we are ready, we can't think anymore, we feel so overwhelmed, that's where Mashiach will come. Another pshat that I saw, that if we believe that if we go with Das and we start making calculations that now is the time that Mashiach is coming, then Mashiach won't come. The halacha is, what is the Gemara telling us? Hesach Adas, when we forget that there's, when we don't think that we're worthy for Mashiach comes, at that point that it should be, we should hope for Mashiach. And then I saw that the Lubavitcher Rebbe adds a point to this. He says that when we're in a time and a place where people think and they see that Klal Yisrael is not necessarily behaving the way it's supposed to behave, and they say, and they therefore say to themselves, Mashiach certainly can't come in such a time. That is not the way Mashiach's going to come. Mashiach's going to come, Ela Mehesach Adas, only in a time where we believe that we're not ready, that Mashiach can't come yet. Because how can Mashiach come to us? But we will continue to hope and believe. Even though we know that we may not be worthy for Mashiach, that's when Mashiach will come. Amar Akhtina, Shit Alma Shana Hava Alma. The world will exist for 6,000 years. V'char Achorev. And then there'll be 1,000 years where the world will cease to exist. Shenema, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi Bayoimahu. The day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. So when it's Nizgav Hashem Levadoi Bayoimahu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left alone by Yom Ahu on that day, then and only then will Mashiach come. Abai Amar Trei Chorev, the world will be destroyed for 2,000 years. As the Pasuk says, Yechayenu Miyomayim, 2 days, which is 2,000 years, the world will be desolate, only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And B'yom HaShlishi, after those 2 days, Yechayenu V'nichil Afanav, we will have Tchias HaMeis, we will have Mashiach. Tanya Kavasir of Ketina, Shem Shem Shviyas Mishmet HaShanas Achal Tashav HaShana, just like in a 7-year cycle, we have one Shemitah. Kacha Olam Mishamet Elof Shanim L'Shivas Elof Mishana. After 7,000 years of existence, there will be 1 year that it will be Hashem alone. Shenemar, V'nizgav Hashem Levada B'yomahu. V'omer, Miz Mashir L'yom HaShabbos, Yom Shekula HaShabbos. That the 7th day, Shabbos, it will be just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer, Kehel Shana B'enecha, K'yom Esmol K'yavar. We see that one day is Kehel Shanim, is like 1,000 years. Tana de Belio, Shesus Alofim Shana Hava Alma. If we look at the world is will be in existence for 6,000 years. Apayim Toyu, the first 2,000 years of the world empty because there was no Torah yet in the world. Vishnei Alofim, the second 2,000 years of the existence of the world are Torah. And the Chazon Ish has a beautiful explanation, what does it mean that 2,000 years of Torah? He says, during that period of the 2,000 years that we now have identified, says the Chazon Ish, is when all of the Torah was established. And he says, whatever was established at that time in the Torah remains the emes and remains what will be for what, forever. He explains, for example, a subject that we've discussed in our Shurim. And that is that the Gemara Masechta Chulin speaks about treifus. What are diseases that an animal, a person, cannot survive 12 months? And the Chazon Ish says that the world has changed and things are different, and diseases that were considered fatal necessarily in the time of Chazal aren't that way b'zman hazeh. So does that the halacha change as far as what is the halacha of treifus? Says the Chazon Ish, no. The Chazon Ish says that treifus, that once during those 2,000 years of treifus, that's when the Torah was established. So that's what remains the emes forever. The Shnei Alofim and the last 2,000 years are Yemais Mashiach, when Mashiach is most likely to come. But he says, the Gemara, B'vinasenu Shirabu, because we've done so many averis, yotzim hem mashiyotzu, where unfortunately see what happened. Amalei Eliyahu l'Rehuda achud Rav Salach Sida. Ein ha'olam pachs mishmoyne v'chamishi yoivlus. The world has to be in existence for at least 85 times 50 years, which would be 4,250 years. U'b'yoivl achron, and afterwards, ben David Boy. Amala. So he says, "Betchilasai, when we're speaking about that year, will it come at the beginning of the year or besoifai?" Amalei, to which he responded, "Any day, I don't know the answer. Kola or ena kola. What's going to be? Will the yovel be completed that yovel year or not?" To which he again said, "Any day, I don't know the answer." Rashi amahach amalei ad hacha, until that time, loytistach amalei. Don't hope for Mashiach. It's highly unlikely that Mashiach will come. Bikam ve'eluch, and we're already past that time, it's already more likely that Mashiach is going to come. Sholach Rav Chanan bat Achlifa l'Rav Yosef. Matzasi adam echad, I met a person, u'biyadam megilachas, and he was holding a scroll, k'suva ashuris. It was written in ashuris, that's the lettering that we have in the Sefer Torah, in Lashon Kodesh. And as the Mashal explains, only when you have this combination, that it's Lashon Kodesh written in Ashuris, do we know that this Megillah, that this scroll has Kedusha. So I asked him, Zumanayin Lecha, from where do you have the scroll? Amali, Lechayol Shel Roman Iskarti, I was hired to be a soldier in the army of Rome, and I found it in the archives of Rome. The Kosbal Ach Abbas Allah of Messiah Vetishan Ve'echad Shana Lebris Shalom Ha'olam Yitam. At that point, the world will stop. Mehen, in those years, Mechamis Taninim, there'll be incredible wars of big fish. Mehen Mechamis Goyga Magog. During that time, there will be the Mecham of Goyga Magog. We know that the Mecham of Gog and Magog is a time that a terrible war in the world. And the rest are considered Yemos Mashiach. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadosh Elamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not create. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not create a new world. El Achas Shivim Elof Mshana. Only after 7,000 years. Says the Maravach Rei Rava Amma LaChamish Shon Chamish Elof Mshanitma. There will only be after 5,000 years of existence. Tanya Rav Nosaima. Mikrezeh, the pasuk that we're about to learn, Noikiv v'yoyrev at tahim, it has very deep and powerful meaning. The pasuk says in Chabakuk, Ki oid chazoyin l'moid, v'yofach l'keitz v'lo yichaza, im yisrameya chakeloi, ki voy yove lo yachar. Even if we're hoping so much for Mashiach and it hasn't come, loikrev v'sinishay yadarshim, not like we've been learning different people say when Mashiach's coming, Ad Eden Adon Apalakadinim. They gave different times for Mashiach to come. The Mashiach will come when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come. The Loiker of Simloi, Sheidarish, Naker of Simloi, who said Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, which the Pasuk says, Achaltim Lechadimma, Veteshkema Dimas Shalish. That means a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought two Goliaths, Goliath Mitzrayim and Goliath Bavel, and that is a third of Gelis Adam. And according to that calculation, the two Golos together are 470. If that's a third, the next Golos will be 1,410 years. And not like Rabbi Kiva would say, the Pasuk in Chagai, this was a Pasuk that was said after the Churban Bayis Migdash Rishon. And Rabbi Kiva said that, that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, then will be Mashiach, El Malchus Rishon Shevim Shana. We know that the first Golos was 70 years. The Malchus Rishon, the time of the Chashmonai, was 70 years. Malchus Shnaim, the time of Hordas, was Chamish Mishtayim, 52 years. Malchus Ben Kuzbi Shtei Shana Machsa, with 2.5 years. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yofek Lekeitz V'lo Yechazev, Omer Hashemot Banachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonison. Tipach at Somish and Machash V'kitzin. The people who are those that count the time when Mashiach come, their bones should rot. Shayyimrim, they would say, Kivin Shagia as a Kates, once the time for Mashiach comes, V'leba, and he doesn't come at the predetermined time, Shuv Enaba, Mashiach will no longer come. Ella Chakeloi, we have to constantly hope and wait for Mashiach. Shnema, Im Yismameya, even if Mashiach gets delayed. Chakeloi, we have to keep on waiting for Mashiach. Shematam ma'ana mechakim. Maybe you'll say that we're hoping for Mashiach. But we ain't a mechaka, but that's not what's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda, so to speak. Tamaloimer, l'chein chaka Hashem l'chanenchem, v'chein yoram rachmechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also hoping and praying that we should have Mashiach. Says the Gemara, v'chim ha'ach ha'shana mechakim. And we're all hoping for the Gula. V'hu mechaka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do the same. Why? What is Mimakev? What is holding back Mashiach? Answers the Gemara, Midas Adin Ma'akevis. The Midas Adin says that we're not ready for Mashiach. Says the Gemara, V'chim Ma'ach Shemadin Adin Ma'akevis. If we're living in a time and a place that we're not deserving of Mashiach, so in the Lama Mechakim, what are we hoping for? We don't deserve it. Answers the Gemara, Kabel Schar. Even though we may not deserve it, but waiting for Mashiach is enough of a reason that we should get tzchash. Nema, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei kol choykeloi. So the Malbim asks that here our Gemara says that we're not supposed to think that there's a specific time when Mashiach is coming. But the find over the years that people have spoken that Mashiach must come, Mashiach is imminent. How do we understand it? So he says, with a story that happened to him. He says, my father, the Malbim says, was a businessman, and he used to go on business trips far away from home. I was a young boy, and I wanted to go along with him on the trip, and he told me, this is a difficult trip, it's a long trip. If you want to go, you have to recognize what you are getting into. So he said, we started traveling, and not long after we started traveling, and the traveling was difficult, I said to my father, do we have a long way to go, or are we close? And my father was very upset with me. I said, I told you not to ask those kind of questions. I told you, if you want to come, you're going to have to accept. And we kept on traveling, and after quite of a while, my father asked the wagon driver, are we almost there? And the wagon driver said whatever he said. And the Malbim says, I turned around to my father and I said, I don't understand. When I asked you if we're almost there, you were upset at me. And now you're doing the exact same thing, that you're asking, are we almost there? What is going on here? So he says, when Klal Yisrael, what the Gemara means to teach us, he says, is that when Klal Yisrael first started out in Golus, they didn't have really much hope that Mashiach should come. And at that point, the Gemara says it's not a time to think that Mashiach is imminent, because we just started the Golus. But now that we've been in Golus, unfortunately, for such a very, very long time, that at this point, Mashiach has to be imminent. And therefore, the person who now lives and prays and hopes for Mashiach is doing what's right. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Lo pachas alma miklos mashiach to tzadikin mekabla apa shchina be'eldar. The world has to have at least 36 tzadikim that were great the shchina every day in Reshin. Shnama, as the pasuk says, Ashrei kochaykeloi, and the gematria of loy b'gematria klos mashiach have is 36. Eini says the Gemara of Amar Rav Adara, the kamei kutch bruchu, that the people that are the row that is sitting in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tamni Sari Alpha Parsoi Hava, it takes up 18,000 parsa, Shnema Soviv Shmoina Osa Elef. And therefore, that row is obviously has room for many more than 36 people. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Hodim Staklo Beskla Plaria Mi'ira. When we say that there are 36 tzaddikim, that refers to the people that can see Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. There's no mechitza separating them from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And ha, the mistake was klaparish enemira. They don't have that vision of clarity of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, v'chi nafish kol hai. So now we're saying that there are 36 tzaddikim that are able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Ask the Gemara on the other side, are there so many people that could see there's so many people that have the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. I've met many great people. They muatim, but they're not many. If there are 1,000 such people, ani ubni, I and my son Rabbi Lazar are from that group. If there are 100 such people, ani ubani mehem, I and my son there. If shnaim heim, ani ubani heim. So we see that there could be only two. Why are we saying that there are 36? So he says, so the Mefarshim all asked the question, was Reb Shimon ben Yochai's goal here to denigrate all the other tzaddikim? And of course that wasn't his goal. What his goal was, that he lived a very difficult life, and his family suffered, and he was trying to tell them, all the suffering that we had was for a good purpose. So answers the Gemara, so how many is it? Answers the Gemara, like Hashahada Ayil Bebar, we have many people that see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, but from the people that see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, some Ayil Bebar need permission to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hoda Laila B'loi Bar, and the other people are able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu without that special permission. I saw Rav Haigoin says, Hoda Ayil Bebar, means that sometimes you have a great tzaddik that has the ability, Baruch Hashem, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the clarity. But he doesn't have the schus that his children should also be that way. Hoda Ayil Bebar, he says that I had the schus that not only am I, Baruch Hashem, such an individual, but even my son is also such an individual. Amar Rav Kolo Kolakitzim, all the times that Mashiach should have come have all passed. Ein Adav Atali, the only thing that is required is tshuva and masim tayvim. And Ian Yaakov explains, what does this mean? That there are two elements to doing the right thing. You have to be a sumira, stay away from doing the wrong thing, and you have to be a say toiv. That's what the Gemara means. When we will be at a point of sumira, the say toiv, Mashiach comes. It's enough that we're suffering, and even if Klai Yisrael hasn't done tshuva, we should have Mashiach. It says, this is actually a machloikis tanoim. Rabbi Lezer, im Yisrael has tshuva in the golem. If Klai Yisrael do tshuva, we will be have a Yeshua. Memlav ain't in the golem. Amalei Yeshua, im ain't has tshuva ain't the golem. If they don't do tshuva, does not mean that there is no hope. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamal ha-malach shigzeres of kashos, kahaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to us difficult times. The solace and tshuva, and that will cause us to do tshuva. And because that will cause us to do tshuva, at that point, machzirin lematav, we're going to do tshuva and Mashiach will come. Tanya Dech Rebbe Lezer Omer, Emi Solace and Tshuva in the Golem, Shinema Shuvu Bonim Shavivim, Erpa Meshuvasam. Omer Beshuva Kloy Nemer, doesn't the Apostle say, Hinim Mcharte Vilay Bekesv Tagalu, Chinim Mcharte is by Avodah Zarah. If we've done Avodah Zarah, V'loi B'Kesev Tegalu, Loi B'Tshuva, V'loi B'Mas M'Tayvim, Amo Lo B'Lazer V'Shuva, V'loi K'Vanem V'Shuva B'Anim, Shuva Alai V'Shuva Aleichem, that Tshuva is required. Amo Lo B'Shuva, V'loi K'Vanem Anoichi, Ba'alti B'Chem, V'Lakati Eschem Echem Eir, V'Shnaim M'Shpachem V'Eschem Tzion, Amo Lo B'Lazer V'loi K'Vanem V'Shuva V'Nachas Teshuva. So doesn't that indicate that we're going to have to do tshuva first? Amalei v'shuva lezav alayk v'anem akoyam Hashem goy Yisrael k'doy shalaviza nefesh l'misav koy levid moishlim melachim yiro kam v'sarim v'shtachvu. The pasuk says that they're going to come and bow down to Klai Yisrael. Amalei v'lezav alayk v'anem em toshav Yisrael num Hashem alay teshuv, that we have to do tshuva. Amalei v'shuva alayk v'anem ar v'eshme ish levush habadim Hashem al l'memei me'ayor V'yomri mina ismoil ha-shava el-shamayim v'yishav b'chai ha-olam k'lamoyed me'adim v'chatzi k'klois nefetz yad am k'doish Hashem t'chlena k'leila. There will be an end to all of these tzaris. And says the Gemara, v'shasuk Rav Lezer remained silent and accepted what Rabbi Yeshua said, Mashiach will come. The Reb Tzadik explains that if the Gemara says if they don't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamal ha-me'alach, why from all of the tzaras that Klai Yisrael have suffered is Haman the one that's picked? So he says, as we know, as it says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu, that after the at the time of the Nes with Esther, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves Torah. When we'll have a time, like it was in the time of Purim, of Kimu v'kiblu, that we'll accept upon ourselves Torah, that will be the time when Mashiach will come. B'mehera b'yameinu.